Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Elders of the Lord's Church have very grave responsibility to members of the church. They are to watch for the souls of the members, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that would be unprofitable for the members. Hebrews 13:17. Elders have the duty of ruling over the church and being an example to the flock. Hebrews 13:7. 1 Peter 5:3. They must shepherd the flock, which includes warning of the wolves who would destroy the flock. 1 Peter 5:2. As you can see from these duties, being an elder entails very serious work in the Lord's kingdom. That work, like marriage, must not be entered into lightly. But what duties do members have toward elders? The truth of the matter, for every duty an elder has, members have reciprocal duties. If elders are to be examples, members are to follow their examples. Hebrews 13:7. If elders have the duty of warning the flock of grievous wolves, we have the obligation of listening to those warnings. Peter admonished the members of the church, "Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." 1 Peter 5:5. As the elders are to be faithful in discharging their duties to the members, so members are to submit to the elders. Both younger and elder are plural nouns. Is he saying that young people should submit to older people? Or is he saying that members must submit to the elders of the church? I am aware of the differences among scholars over these questions. Dr. A.T. Robertson, the distinguished American Greek scholar, thinks Peter was speaking of older people in general and not the elders of the church. That certainly is a possibility, but I believe it is not the meaning of the text. Why would Peter switch from discussing elders in an official sense to older people? Dr. Robertson admits that 1 Peter 5:1-4 specifically refers to elders, not just to older people. But he thinks Peter changed the topic in verse 5. I have serious doubts about that. Of this we can be sure, whichever interpretation is correct. Members of the body of Christ are to submit to the elders of the church. The Hebrew writer says very plainly, "Obey them who have the rule over you, and submit yourselves." Hebrews 13:17. The word obey comes from the Greek word which means to persuade. The word may indicate obedience as a result of legitimate persuasion. But is that not true of all obedience? The word submit literally means to array under or to arrange under. There really is not a great amount of difference between the words obey and submit. Both verbs suggest the duties of members to listen to and to respect the decisions of elders.